You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. My next guest is Brian Holst, Executive Director for the Juno Economic Development. JEDC. Hi, Brian. I forgot the C.
Juno Economic Development Council. Hello.
I should know that by now. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to be here.
Well, you're here today to talk about some things that JEDC has got going on. And first up, let's discuss the funding opportunities for Juno businesses that have been hit hard by the pandemic. The deadline for that application is coming up at the end of this week. Taking a step back, after 2 years of the pandemic, what can you tell us about the financial state for the local economy?
Well, I think just when we were all thinking this might be nearing the end, the COVID continues, and it continues to put a damper on businesses. We know that. I mean, the community has been incredibly resilient. And the businesses have been incredibly strong as well. The tourism industry, though, despite great attitude, if you don't have the tourists show up, it's really hard to do well. So the Visitor Industry Hardship Grant is an initiative of the Juno Chamber of Commerce and the Juno Economic Development Council, funded by a donation to the community from NCL Corporation on the cruise lines. So they gave JDC and the chamber $800,000, really no strings attached. They generally said, try to help businesses that were hurt by the absence of the large cruise industry. And so that's what we're really trying to do. We created a grant program that's comparing 2019, how you did in 2019, to how you did in 2021. So we're trying to get a program that focuses on those businesses that are suffering right now in 2021. Actually, we're in 2022 now, but had a really tough 2021 and are trying to make it to 2022. We also have an element in there that if you're a new business and you were created after 2019 and you're still experiencing hardship, you can go ahead and apply, and there is a way to get an award. $800,000 is a very generous gift from NCL to the community. It won't go very far, right? When you talk about lots of businesses that need assistance. So We encourage you to apply. The application is the boards of the Chamber of Commerce and the Economic Development Council got together, and they're gonna use, they ask every applicant to explain a little bit how you've been impacted by COVID. So there are some rules, some guidelines of how we calculate awards, but we also really want to understand those cases that are, merit an award that might not be super clear on paper. So make your application and please submit it by the deadline. You can find the application either via the Juno Economic Development Council website or the Chamber website. They all go to the same place. It's an electronic application.
Is it typical, or is there a precedent for a cruise line to provide financial assistance to a port city?
I think this is new for Juno. NCL provided assistance to, I think it was $10 million across all of Southeast Alaska. I do think there are precedents where during disasters, and I think that is my understanding, that is how NCL arrived at this. They decided that this was a disaster, similar to a disaster, a hurricane or something that could happen in a port city, and that's how they came about it. So I don't think Juno has a lot of experience with this sort of large gift, but I think other communities in the cruise world have experienced something similar.
I understand that the CDC has issued a level 4 travel health notice for cruise ship travelers at least through January 15th, which basically is saying don't travel on cruise ships, even if you're vaccinated. Is that a major cause for concern?
It certainly is. I think everyone wants everyone that's cruising to be safe, and they want to see people be able to enjoy Alaska again via cruise ships. But yes, I think there's concern out there about what the pandemic, how long this pandemic is going on, and how we evolve to manage and live with it. So I guess we'll find out. We'll know a lot more in March and April as the season gets closer.
Right. Staying positive here. We know we can't predict the future, but it's great news for sure that there's money available for businesses in need right now. Can you say a little bit more about what businesses would qualify or would not qualify?
Well, you have to demonstrate your connection to the cruise industry, to tourism industry, right? So you could be a business that's down, but if you're not related to the cruise industry, it would be hard for you. You have to also show that you've been down significantly. We understand that there are businesses, lots of businesses have been affected in our community. Pretty much everyone has been. But the one of the measures is you have to be 50% reduction at least in revenue from 2019 to 2021. And we're really looking at more like 75% is where we think most of the awards will go. So it's a pretty serious decline in order to be eligible for the awards. And again, the funds are limited. There's also state funds that are separate, that, but we're not talking about the ARPA program, which is a statewide program that any kind of business could participate in that's been affected by the pandemic. This is specifically for Juno businesses using that grant money from Norwegian Cruise Lines.
Do you have any idea about what amount of assistance might be available to qualified businesses?
Certainly. The maximum award would be $25,000 under any circumstance. But we've done some estimates based on what we understand about how businesses have performed. So we expect awards to be from the few thousand dollars to $12,000 or $15,000 is probably what we would expect businesses that qualify to receive. Again, we're not going to be able to make an award until we get all the applications in. We're going to analyze all of them, figure out how much money we have collectively. And again, when I say we, the Juno Chamber of Commerce and the Juno Economic Development Council together, it's kind of a fun project to work on together with our colleagues at the Chamber.
Sure, yeah. I bet it is pretty fun to give out those awards. And I'm sure it's great to deliver some good news to businesses that are hurting.
Correct. And again, the deadline is January 14. Please apply on time because it's been open for a few weeks. Hopefully this is really helpful to be able to talk about this on your show. We really want businesses to apply and not miss the deadline.
That's great. January 14th is this Friday and you can apply online again. Is that right, Brian?
Correct. Yep. The Juno Economic Development Council or the Chamber of Commerce. Just Google either of us. You'll find us easily. JDC.org is our website.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for that information about the Visitor Industry Hardship Grant. I'm glad that's available for folks who may need it. But what are some other updates you'd like to share from the JEDC? I know you've got a lot of stuff going on right now.
Well, yeah, a couple things that are fun. We've seen the building industry really work extremely hard this past year. There have been incredible amount of business people that have wanted to make improvements in their homes. We also know that in Juno, we need more homes. So our builders have been very, very busy. So this is a fun time. If you have been happy with how a builder has operated, worked at your location, we have an annual award for builders, the Builders Choice Awards. And this is done with the Southeast Alaska Building Industry Association. So if you go to their website, which is easy to find as well, Southeast Alaska Building Industry Association, CBIA, you can nominate a business for either the best remodel of the year or the best new build. We really encourage people to, when someone does a good job, it'd be great to give them some recognition. So that's one fun item that we have is the Builder's Choice Awards. It's an annual recognition. Another item is we are looking for candidates for Alaska's State Committee on Research, the Innovators Hall of Fame. So the State Committee on Research is university affiliated and Lieutenant Governor co-chairs it. And that's a group that focuses on the research needs of the state of Alaska, but they also sponsor a Hall of Fame for innovators. The deadline for nominating somebody, you have to be an Alaskan, you have to have an invention that has, or an innovation that has improved the lives of Alaskans. And it can be Alaska, it can be a current invention, it could be, the group was able to recognize the halibut hook several years ago. And that was not an invention, a recent invention, that was an invention from many, many, who knows how long ago, a long time ago. And that it was great to be able to recognize those innovations in Alaska that make it better for us as Alaskans to survive and thrive here in our great state. The deadline for that is also January 31st.
Great.
I just wanted to
ask the Builder's Choice Awards. When is the deadline for those submissions?
That's also January 31st.
Okay. Yep. Taking notes here. All right. Go on. What else?
So I think the next, I'll try to be chronological to keep us straight here. The University of Alaska is hosting a conference on mariculture. That's a really important opportunity for our state. It's an important opportunity for our region in particular. And the Juneau Economic Development Council and Southeast Conference, we're working closely with the state of Alaska with the University of Alaska system to put on a conference here in Juneau in February. It's February 23rd and 24th. And it is an opportunity. If you're not involved in mariculture, we still want you to pay attention to this conference because we do believe that this is an opportunity that is growing. It's an industry that's a few million dollars, $3 or $4 million. We expect it to be a $100 million industry in the next 20 years. So February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, just want to get that on people's radar.
An example of mariculture, like harvesting kelp or fishing or what, something else?
Yes. Yep. But not fishing, not fin fish, but you know, like oysters, right? You know, crabbing, that's considered mariculture, but mostly people are thinking about kelp and seaweed. And we've got some real innovators here in our region in mariculture already. So it's an existing industry. It's young. There's a lot of potential. We want to see it grow.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you got that coming up in early February. And anything else? Got a couple minutes left.
Super. I'd love, maybe two more things I could mention if we have a moment.
Sure.
We host the Innovation Summit every year, and the early bird registration goes live on Friday. So on Friday afternoon, after you finish applying for the grant for the tourism industry, you can then sign up for the early bird registration for the Innovation Summit. The Innovation Summit this year will be March 16 and 17. We are super excited about it. We're going to be exploring, every year we explore different elements of Alaska's economy and innovation. This year we're going to be examining workforce. And we've seen these amazing, very curious trends, pandemic related, about people quitting and expectations of your work, and then what jobs are needed and what jobs are in high demand. How do you prepare for, how do you be a good manager to keep your workers, and how do you work in this gig economy that also exists? So the Innovation Summit is going to be focused on exploring those changes that are happening in our workforce and working in general. So we're excited about the topic. It's going to be a lot of fun to explore that.
And they might just end up in the Innovators Hall of Fame.
Yes, yes, that's right. That's their path. Starts in Juneau in March, and then into the Innovators Hall of Fame. And then finally, local frequency update. If I had a minute, I just want to thank the community. The local frequency app is this app that you can carry on your phone. I can now feel more confident that a few more people know what I'm talking about. More than 1,000 people in Juneau have downloaded the app. And we saw several hundred. We don't have quite as many people as we'd like. We don't get 1,000 people using the app every month. You know who you are. You have the app on the phone, but you haven't used it. But we had a couple hundred use it in December. So we saw some Christmas shopping, apparently, going on, which was a lot of fun. But that's it's a tool that we want it to be a win-win. The businesses get a loyalty program that helps them work with their clients. And as a community, you get one simple app to be able to use to identify and shop at businesses that are owned locally by your neighbors, and to shop at those with local dollars.
Definitely. I probably could have used it myself as a budgeting tool as I went around to all the local shops downtown. Once my local frequency balance went down to zero, it means it's time to stop, right? Well, thanks so much, Brian. I really appreciate all the updates from the Local Frequency app to the Innovators Hall of Fame, the Mariculture Conference, Builder's Choice Awards, and, of course, the Industry Hardship Grant, Visitor Industry Hardship Grant. So thanks so much for all those great updates from the JEDC.
My pleasure. Thanks for making time for us today.
All right. See you next time. Coming up next, birding in the Bahamas. Two Juneau birdwatchers share their big adventure.